Welcome to the Legacy Leaders Podcast. Are you doing the best for your client to help them create their legacy? Are you creating a plan that goes far beyond finances to help people ensure that it becomes the driving force behind all decisions? On this podcast, hosts Katie Beth Hand and Stan Miller will help you with growing your practice and your clients' peace of mind. Together, they bring the best and brightest minds to share with you how to help your clients develop their best legacy. And now, here are your hosts, Katie Beth and Stan.
Welcome to the Legacy Leaders Network podcast. I'm your guest host today, attorney Adam Diamond with Diamond Legal in Northern Illinois. Diamond Legal is your family's law firm, helping with divorce, wills, trust, and real estate closings. Today, I'm really excited about my guest. My guest is lending expert Jack Herman. Jack, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
So, Jack, tell me, what company do you work for or with?
So I work for Oakleaf Community Mortgage, which is a division of North Shore Trust and Savings. North Shore Trust and Savings is the last community bank in Lake County, Illinois. So we're relatively small, but we're pretty ingrained in the community here.
Wow.
Oakleaf, you didn't know that. The decision was made to rebrand just the lending department. And so that's what we're doing. It's very exciting.
Yeah. So you have the boutique bank service in the background, but on the lending side, the flexibility and backup of a good mortgage servicer or not servicer, a broker
lender.
Yeah.
A broker. So are we a broker? Not really. We're still a bank. Okay. But we offer a wide range of portfolio products, which kind of brings us into that gray broker area, if you will.
Yeah. But the importance is, I think what most consumers think of when you're a broker is the ability to compare and shop around. And by having a variety of in-house options, it sounds like you can be very competitive and flexible as well.
Exactly. We can. And we offer solution-based products, probably more so than most other lenders do. I'm sorry?
Tell me more about what's a solution-based product.
So you have an issue where you want to buy a new house, but if you have to have a contingency on the sale of your old house to purchase your new house, in this particular market, most sellers don't like that. So we have a product that allows you to keep your old house, finance your new house, and then go ahead and sell your old house. And it's very seamless. It's not three transactions.
Wow.
In another case, if you have let's say you're self-employed and your accountant does the job that he or she is supposed to do, and you don't make on paper a lot of money, okay, typically you can't go get a loan because you can't afford it. So we have a program now where we can take your last 12 months bank statements, calculate your cash flow, and use that as your income as opposed to going with your tax returns.
Wow, that's a lot of flexibility. And then other people that are looking for a more standard mortgage, they're just looking to buy at competitive rates. I assume you guys know.
Exactly. If you're looking for conventional mortgage or refinance, or you need to go FHA, we do all of that as well.
And then I assume VA as well, right?
Absolutely. Actually, VA is, I do a lot of VA loans. I love working with the veterans.
Tell me a little bit about that.
About a year ago, I got involved with a program called Homes for Heroes, where we give back. Have you heard of the program?
I have. Shake your head. I want an audience to, because I love that program.
Okay, so it's really great. We give back to folks that you would consider heroes. The program was put together shortly after 9/11 by a real estate group up in Minneapolis that wanted to give back to heroes. It is a 501(c) organization. And we actually belong to that organization. We pay into it where we can use their marketing materials. And we can use that to basically market to these heroes. So what's a hero? A hero is obviously a veteran, first responders, medical personnel, and believe it or not, teachers. I work with a lot of teachers. So from my perspective, at closing, I give the hero a credit for their appraisal fee, which is about $535 these days. If you have a realtor involved in the program as well, in the same transaction, they give a portion of their commissions back to the hero, and that can be substantial. It is anywhere from 5.7% of the total gross of the sale. Did I say that right? The total gross sale. Okay. To 25% of their actual commissions. And it depends on a few things. But I've seen checks in the $2,000 range going back to these folks, and there's no strings attached. It's purely a thank you for your service.
Wow.
So yeah. It's a great program.
Yeah. And if someone is looking to connect with a realtor that participates in that program, would you be able to help them find one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually across the country. So if I have a zip code, I can see who's there.
That's fantastic. So what do you like about working with your current bank? We'll talk organization. There you go.
Organization. So we're really a family here. We don't have a lot of employees. I think we have 53, 54 employees.
Oh.
Everybody knows everybody. If you have an issue that you need to, let's say it's a family issue, it's like, why are you still here? We'll take care of your problem. I can honestly say I've never worked for a company like this before. It's just fun to come to work. I don't feel like I'm under pressure when I'm here. I do my job, and there's recognition for that. And it's just a great place to work. It seriously is. I can't say it any better than that. Because we are a small community bank, the customers that come in, we know everybody. They recognize us, call us by name. They come in, sit in the office. How you doing? How are the kids? We greet them at the door by their name. It's really great. We have a customer that comes in here, great elderly gentleman, claims to have known Elvis in his younger days.
Wow.
And when you hear the story, he grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is the kind of customer we have. It's just great. I just really enjoy it. Some of my personal customers will come in and say hi when they come to do some of their other banking stuff. It's just a great place to work.
So how did you end up becoming a lender?
I think the job found me. Prior to my coming to work for North Shore Trust, I owned my own business. I did rehab. We did a lot of property management work. And the bank was, for a long time, arguably my largest customer. When the downturn ended, I found myself having to recreate myself again as a personally and as my company. We had to recreate the company in order to basically focus on different things. And I had already recreated us more than once. I was tired of it at that point. And frankly, my wife was like, Jack, why don't you get a real job where you can get benefits? So I floated around a little bit. I was still doing some work for the company. I wasn't ready to close it. It was my baby. And I came into the bank one day to deposit some money, and the president of the bank came out and he said, so can you come in and talk to me when you get a minute after you're done here? I said, sure. We did this all the time. I knew the president of the bank. He was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And he said, so we have an opening in our lending department. Do you think being a lender would be something you might want to consider? And he goes, but don't answer me now. This is a Friday afternoon at 4:00. He goes, go talk to your wife. See what she says. And so I went home and I talked to her, and she said to me, what are you, stupid? Of course you'd take the job if they offered to. But I had already made that decision. I really like the people here. I love the atmosphere already, having dealt with these folks for already 6 years or 7 years. And so, yeah, the rest was kind of history. I had a great trainer. My previous manager, she was awesome. She sat down with me daily for 4 or 5 months, and we just went through stuff. It was like classwork, me and her. She was awesome. And she really got me started. As far as the job goes, I learn something new every day. And that's one of the reasons I like this job so much. It's just not boring at all. There's always a puzzle. There's always something to solve. That's always an issue.
Do you think having a diverse background helps you better connect with people looking for mortgages or financing?
Absolutely. Prior to that, I have a huge customer service background. I was in retail. I was in the service industry for years. So I know how to handle people one-on-one. I'm not afraid to talk to someone who might be a truck driver versus someone who might be a CEO of a company. You are just a person, okay? And I'm going to treat you the same no matter what, all right? As far as being in my rehab business, it's actually one of the reasons they liked me, because they wanted me to do renovation loans. They wanted to get into that business. And I did do some renovation loans back in the day. unfortunately, when the downturn, or not when the downturn occurred, but when COVID occurred, a lot of things changed in the industry, and it just wasn't a good time to be doing renovation loans at that point. We are starting to get into them again, and they're part of our portfolio. So,
BM, what do you enjoy most about being a lender?
So at the end of the day, when I'm at a closing, okay, and especially for a first home buyer, maybe the person struggles a little bit to get to where they are, and the realtor hands them their keys, and the smile on their face makes it all worth it. It could be 2 years of agony dealing with this person, but when they get those keys, and this happened to me just before Thanksgiving, they were crying. They were absolutely crying. It was great. I got them into a house 3 days before Thanksgiving. Somehow they got moved in, and they had three of their kids and five of their grandkids over for Thanksgiving. And he texted me on that Friday after it. He said, "Jack, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving." We certainly did. It was all worth it. That's one of the reasons I really do this job. That's what makes it good.
So you not only work with people when they're ready to purchase a home, refinance, or get a loan, but you work with people when they're trying to figure out how much they can borrow or what they need to do to qualify in the future?
Absolutely. So from a pure sales standpoint, that's a person you really want. You're going to work side by side with that person for a length of time. They're going to trust you. And then when they're ready to pull the trigger, they're going to come to you. So you've got them locked in at that point. You already know their history. You already know what they're going to say. It's just taking that next leap of faith with them. But at that point, you should have a pretty good idea of whether or not they're going to qualify.
Do you have any stories about a lending situation or an application where things may not have went very well without you?
You mean one that was successful or one that was not?
One that was not. So a situation where a client had some challenges that didn't use you, came to you with a bunch of challenges.
That didn't use me, but came to me with a bunch of challenges.
A situation that didn't go well. Someone didn't get a loan. They had a bad closing, something like that.
Okay. Seriously, I've never had a bad closing. I consider myself pretty lucky. Nothing that we couldn't work through.
Have you ever had someone that had a bad experience with a different lender?
Yes. Actually, quite a few. And it's hard to get. I don't want to throw any names out there, but
leave it very general. Just more about the situation, or make up a few facts.
So I get this a lot with VA loans. The lender that they're with is not real attentive, may not understand how a VA loan works. Or I have a realtor that they had worked with that is trying to get them to go conventional because it's just not a strong offer when you have a VA loan. In my opinion, an offer is an offer. A pre-approval is a pre-approval is a pre-approval. One is just as strong as another. Those are the tough ones because, especially with a veteran, they have those benefits for a reason. They went out and defended you, okay? And they were willing to give their all for you. So they have specific benefits from the government that allow them to get a loan probably a little bit easier than most. Okay. It kills me when people come to me and say, "I don't think it's a good loan to have. I want to do something else that's going to cost them more money." I really try to talk them out of that.
So
I've had some lenders. Go ahead.
I was going to say, situation avoided.
Education. I'm sure if there's realtors that are going to watch this podcast, they're going to hate me for this. But there are certain loans that realtors really do try to avoid. VAs, government loans in general, let's just say that. The general consensus out there is that an appraisal is going to be a lot tougher with a government loan. And the reality is it really isn't. There may be a couple things that are checked a little more thoroughly in a government loan than a conventional loan. But what most people don't realize is that if an appraiser goes into a house that's being underwritten as a conventional loan and the basement's flooded and they go back 2 weeks later and it's still flooded, no lender in the right mind is going to give them a loan. Not until it's fixed, right? Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't matter what type of loan it is. The whole point of an appraisal is to make sure that you're going to get a house that you can live in. And we want to make sure that the buyer has a house that they can live in, that they're going to be in, that they can pay their mortgage on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's more about customizing the product to meet the needs of the client and their opportunity versus checking artificial boxes, if you will. And a lot of this gets to more seller education and good conscientious listing agents or realtors educating their sellers on, because I've worked with a lot of great realtors that can hypothetically give you a good idea whether or not someone's going to pass FHA or VA. And so right. Your sharp realtors will know whether or not you're in the ballpark. There may be little things here and there, but yeah, that. So the, what is one of your biggest wins as a lender or client wins?
So you asked about, I work with a person for an extended period of time. My record is 3 years. This gentleman had been living out of his car just before I met him. He had some serious, unfortunate series of events. His wife died suddenly. It crushed him, absolutely crushed him. He lost everything. He was living out of his car with his son. He started getting his life back together, got an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, but it was an apartment. He got a good job, and he was starting to build on his finances again, paying off his debt, but his credit was in the tank. All right. So the first time I pulled credit on him, I understood exactly where he was at, and we put together a plan. Okay. And it took him a long time to pay off his debt and get his credit to where it needed to be. All right. So now we're almost 2 years in. Okay. And I'm looking to actually do a loan for him at this point. We have the loan. It's in processing. He calls me. He goes, Jack, my car died. I have to get a new one. It's going to trash his credit. So I said, look, you need to get to work. You need to go buy food. We can do this again. He was upset, but he understood. Got his credit back up to where it needed to be. He was a little short on finances, but we were able to get him a $10,000 forgivable loan. So this would be considered down payment assistance if you're in the industry. And somehow, I don't know how she did it, but the realtor got him a $5,000 seller credit. And we got him into a house. And that was actually the first time I had ever seen somebody cry at a closing. It was great. And I can honestly say I slept well. It was just a good feeling to have.
Absolutely. Do you have any funny stories or interesting experiences as a lender?
I once had was doing a refinance for a gentleman who I have no idea what he looked like. I never talked to him. I never texted him. Everything we did, the whole transaction was done on email. As many times as I reached out to him and said, why don't we talk? Never called me. Never picked up his phone. But that was fine. I think that was the weirdest one I've ever had. Well, that I've had any real fun experience.
That's a really important point, though, that you customize your communication style to meet the client where they want to be met. So if someone really prefers to text, you can figure out a way to do a lot of your communication. Not everything. There's some things you need actual documents for as a lender. But if people like to prefer to talk on the phone with human beings and voices, you can help with that. And then other text or email that can work too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had one gentleman, he was in his 80s, and he was looking to refinance a property he had up in Wisconsin. He came into my office. He had a flip phone. So I knew what that meant. We went old school with him. Everything was wet signed, but it was good. You know what? He was a great old gentleman. Unfortunately, he's since passed away, but he would come in and we would chat and he would tell me about his life and it was great. It was a lot of fun.
So if someone's looking to get a loan or refinance, what should they look for in a lender?
Someone who is willing to take the time to talk to them. So let me expand on that a little bit. All right. I consider myself, and actually as a bank, we consider ourselves relationship-driven lenders. We're not like the big guys out there where you go online and you send in the application and you get a pre-approval in 30 seconds, or pre-qualification, if you will. All right. I want to sit down and I want to know this person's story. That's how you build a relationship. Makes them much more comfortable. Is it for everybody? No, it's not. But it's who we are. Could you repeat the question? I know I went off on a tangent.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just asking, what if people are looking to refinance or get a home mortgage, what should they look for?
What are you looking for? Okay. So one of my things is my phone is always on. Doesn't matter if it's after hours. Doesn't matter if it's on a Sunday after dinner. If you need to talk to me, call me. If I don't answer the phone, I will get right back to you. Just leave a message. And I can honestly tell you, I've talked more than one person off the ledge on a Sunday after dinner. Especially a first home buyer who realizes that $250,000 is really $250,000, and they panic. And it's all about, look, I wouldn't be trying to give you this loan if I didn't think you could afford it, right? That's all part of the process. That's all part of the comfort. But your lender has to be available to you. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who tell me their lender's ghosted them. How do you run a business that way? And as a sales guy, the bottom line is I am a sales guy. You can't do that to your customer.
From the standpoint of selling, meaning serving.
Exactly.
What would be an ideal client or referral for you to work with?
I'm not going to turn away business if I can help it. Let's say that first. Okay. Anybody who is looking to purchase a home or take equity out of their house is the perfect client for me. So refinance. After that, there's a lot of stuff out there. If you're involved in investment properties, I can help you with that. If you need a different kind of mortgage, like a home equity line, a loan, a true second mortgage, I can do that. Home equity lines of credit, I can do that as well. But the focus is purchases and refinances.
Perfect. Who are your best referral sources?
In this order, it's going to be realtors, attorneys, financial planners, and accountants. After that, anybody can refer anybody to me. I actually had a referral last week from a woman I know. She's a hairdresser. But when you think about it, hairdresser sees how many people in a day, right? Terrific referral source when you think about it.
Yes, I have quite a few colleagues in the family law space that get a lot of referrals from hairdressers. But first, so how can, if someone's looking to connect with you, what's the easiest way for them to find you?
Right now, the best way to find me is just to call me. My phone number is 847-599-7442. That's my direct line. We are going through a bit of a change internally. So I've got a new website coming and a new email coming. I guess we can post that in the notes later.
We'll add all your complete contact information in the show notes. And that website will also have a link if you want to apply for a mortgage direct. But the boutique service you provide, you can actually help people understand what mortgage is the right fit for them and their options if they want that too. So that's great.
Perfect.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Legacy Leaders Podcast with your guest host, attorney Adam Diamond. My guest today was the amazing lender, Jack Herman. For more information on Jack and the work he does, once again, give him a call at 847-599-7442. And we'll put a link in the show notes of how to get a hold of him. Thank you, everybody. Take care of your legacy.
You've been listening to the Legacy Leaders Podcast with Katie Beth Hand and Stan Miller. For more information on them and the show, please visit PinnacleLegacyLaw.com. If you like what you've learned today, do share the program with your friends and subscribe wherever podcasts are found.